First thing is first. Thank you to whoever is willingly tuning into this podcast. Your support is greatly appreciated. And since this is my first episode, let me tell you a little bit about myself. My name is Alejandro. I'm almost 15. And I started a new podcast in high school, but I'm sure that one's a little bit less important. So thank you for listening to this short little message. And afterwards, you'll listen to my beautiful, beautiful voice tell you an amazing story. And you can hear more of these. All you gotta do is tune in every Saturday and Sunday, and Tuesdays and Thursdays during the weekdays. Thank you, and have a great podcast. But ask him if you ever do. But can we just talk about how we have never been anywhere on schedule? Like, we think we are, but no, we're not. We always gotta give ourselves like 5-10 minutes of breathing room. And that's understandable. And it'll become even more understandable when you live in New York and do not have a car. Listen, I'm getting ready to take the train to school. Everything's going fine and dandy. And then two come up on the train and start fighting. Everyone moved out of that car so fast. I was so scared for my life. I was like, what's going on? And this is me. The craziest thing that has ever happened in my life? I don't even know. Like, maybe my mom forgot to pack me an extra chicken nugget? Something like that. But everybody moved out of that car so fast. And I followed them. I wasn't going to be the last one here. I wasn't going to die. Be a witness to a murder. The worst part is, the guy saying he was going to stab the other guy was 5'2". 5'2". The only other person that's 5'2" and is able to stab somebody is Nicki Minaj. Because, you know, she 5'2 with some attitude. But that's the only person that can justify that statement. Nobody else. This guy had a Spider-Man mask on. Spider-Man, how are you going to disrespect one of the greatest Marvel superheroes with this blasphemy? Stabbing somebody on the subway? How low in life do you have to be? Not only are you trying to stab someone on one of the nastiest places, but you are gonna hold up my entire train for your pettiness? No, sir. Listen, the L train leaves at 10 o'clock and you can go catch that one, okay? I need to take this A train back home. So I need you to switch the lines real quick. He sat there, took his time. It's crazy. Some people are so inconsiderate, man. And I don't know what that guy had to be on. Because the guy he was trying to stab was like 6'2". 6'2". That is a whole foot difference. This guy is crazy. But now, back to being on topic. I am rushing to get to school. Rushing. You know, running. It's supposed to be a 4-minute walk. But I got there in 30 seconds. 30 seconds. Missed all the walk signs, everything. I did not hesitate to jaywalk. Listen, if you live in New York, you know that it is not illegal here. You will walk right in front of a cop, and you will not get a ticket. They understand that you are in a hurry. And that day, I was in a hurry. I get to class, 5-10 minutes late? Because this man wanted to settle his beef in a subway cart. A subway cart. Like, come on, man. The stairs, the elevator, they were all right there. You didn't need to handle this in a subway cart. But I walk into class, me thinking, 5-10 minutes, it's not the end of the world, I didn't miss everything. I missed everything. We learned like 13 different topics. We went over like 15 different assignments, and I missed 26. Like, I was 5 minutes late to class. Can you let me breathe? Not how school works. Every single teacher will tell you they're preparing you for college. But let me tell you, my sister is in college. That girl sleeps more than I have in the past 15 years of my life. And let me tell you, that girl can do everything she sets her mind to. You want to go eat? She wants to go eat. You want to go party? She wants to go party. And somehow, she still finds time to sleep. Like, what are they doing over there in college? It's definitely not classes. Maybe the parties. But even then, like, just let me know. Tell me your secrets. How do you do all these assignments in 1 hour? Listen, a teacher can tell me an assignment is due at 11:59, and I will turn that assignment in at 11:59. No earlier, no later. I'm going to use all the time you give me to finish that assignment. One thing that really gets me heated is when teachers try to make an assignment due at 6 a.m. 6 a.m.? What do you want me to do there? I'm looking at this assignment saying it's due tomorrow. Okay, so I'm going to do it tomorrow. But then I wake up and the assignment says missing? Oh no. Miss, there has to be a problem here because this was in my schedule. Nope. Back to the point. You can never be on schedule. No matter what you think. Never in your life will you be on schedule. Or the worst thing is when they have an assignment due at 12 p.m. I'm thinking, oh, this is going to be a breeze. I could turn it in tonight. Nope. One thing that I will never understand about time is how does 12 p.m. come right before 1 p.m. Like it goes 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., and so on. And then when it comes to 12, is 12 p.m.? No. There's a problem here. Because now my assignment is late. I took about a 3-hour nap thinking that I had 8 hours to do this assignment. I was very wrong. That assignment was 2 hours late and I blew it out in like 30 minutes. Remind you, this was like a 30 question paper. I did that in 30 minutes. May not be my best work, but let me tell you, I was proud of it. Man, I don't even know where to go with this story. Well, either way, teachers, please do not have assignments due at 12 p.m. Listen, I thank the teachers that make their assignments due at 11:59. I take 3 naps, have about 15 snacks, and eat like 2 dinners. That's all at 10 o'clock. And then I sit down at my computer, and I do that one assignment. And thankfully, that went on schedule. But the rest of my day has been ruined by the fact that I have 1 late assignment. The fact that this ruined your grade so much. Like, miss, come on. You gotta give me a little something. I am struggling here with this time. It's crazy. And then they think that we don't have like 9 other classes. What? My mind is blown. You want to give me an hour homework? You want to give me an hour of homework? Thankfully, you're a nice teacher and you don't want to give me any homework? No. There's a problem here. One of you is not talking to the other, and I need you to get like the teacher that's not giving me homework right now. He knows I'm doing all this work from home. So why are you going to give me more homework? Blows my mind. If you ever spend more than 10 minutes on an assignment, just staring at it, you get my pain. My teacher will tell me that we have this assignment that we've been talking about for the past 5 classes. And I look at the assignment and I'm like, sir, you did not teach us this. You gave us this formula. But this, now you're asking me to add 5 other steps on my own? I thought I came to school to learn. This was not for interpretation. I am not taking improv classes. And even then, what do they teach you in improv classes? I am noticing a very big pattern with all my talking points. I am so off topic. Oh my goodness. Now I forgot my topic. Let me just sip some tea really fast. See if that gets my juices flowing. Nice. Okay. Back to our assignments. I don't know how any math teacher thinks that they're giving us formulas. Because he is what's getting me through high school. It's crazy. And these guys do it for free. They'll have like 10 subscribers. But then their videos get like 100,000 views. There has to be a pattern here. Either we're not paying attention, which is probably a very viable option, or something isn't being explained correctly, which is probably the one I'm going to go with, because that sounds better to me. Can we talk about how nobody likes to take the fault? And like, have you ever been in an argument with someone and then it gets to the principal's office? And then you're both like, that argument was pretty stupid. So either one of us gets in trouble or both of us gets in trouble. Never. So then you try to protect each other as much as you can. And then it screws you up in the end. It's crazy. I don't remember the last time I've been to the principal's office and walked out of there happy. Thankfully, I've only been there like 3 times in my life. But those 3 times had my heart beating, my armpits were sweating. Man, I had to go reapply deodorant like 3 times. It was scary how much BO I had. For what? All this lady told me was I was having a D in class. And for what? Listen, miss, the only D is right between my legs. And I do not want any more of those on my paper. So I got to the books and I studied. And my studying is reading over that work and saying, damn, this looks too hard. I'll do it tomorrow. I will never do that again. Mm-mm. I open a book. I will never open that book again. I finished like 4 books in my lifetime. 4. And all of them were mandatory. All of them. I will never read a book for pleasure. Because teachers have just taken that love away from me. Like, you gotta read all these chapters and all these pages on by a certain due date and due time. And I'm like, what if I want to read this like a bedtime story to my late grandmother who is up in heaven watching me struggle to say the word the? Like, what is it with the English language? These phonics words or whatever they call them, like the and of. Like, think about it. Of. That's supposed to be a U and a V. But no. It's an O and an F. O and an F? Excuse me, English. Where did you get this from? I thought we were taking examples from the Latin people and making it our own. No. We couldn't do that. We had to be special. We had to have all these phonics words. All these theorems and theories. Like, what are theories? I don't understand. There's music theory. Like, what theories can you have for music? They're literally vibrations in the air. Vibrations. By doing the worm, I get more excitement than listening to classical music. Like, sure, it's nice to go to sleep and all. But what fun is there in going to sleep? The best times and the most productive work I've ever done is at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because that's just peak hours for children of my age. To clarify, that's like 15. I don't know. I don't think I've ever done something exciting when the sun is out. Like, you're like, oh, let's go outside and play volleyball. Volleyball? You want me to sweat? No. No, thank you. I will sit at my desk till the sun goes down, and then we can do whatever you want. I don't want none of that heat. I cannot stay hydrated to save my life. If I gotta pause in the middle of a game to drink water? Oh, no, 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 no. That's that sissy stuff. I will stand there till I drop. You're not gonna see me pause. I am always in the game. And you're not gonna throw me off of that. But I think this would be a good place to end my babbling. I don't even remember where all this babbling started. I think it was about staying on schedule. And you see, I can even do that for myself. But thank you to everybody who listened to my nonsense. And I hope you have a great and amazing day, night, evening. And if you live on a different planet, a summer solstice. Maybe your galaxies are currently colliding and it's molecular moonlight. I don't know, science. But thank you for everybody who tuned in. And if I even get like 2 listeners, I think.